And that's what you ought to do with your damn relatives. Forget them. You think they're different, but they wouldn't piss on you to put a fire out. You say, well, I know my daughter. Let me tell you, if you brought a daughter or a son into this earth, they hate you for bringing him into the earth. I adopted mine, and I paid $20,000 just the first round to get her to freedom. And I treated her just as sweet as I could, and her mother indulged her far too much. I'd have jumped her earlier if Marson hadn't been a sweet, kind of motherly type. But she gave her mother a threat. She threatened her mother this week on the radio. Marcia will be back the end of this weekend. She'll be back. But she threatened her mother over the goddamn telephone. If I had my hands on her fucking neck, I'd run her through a ringer. The sweetest people ever walked down the path. Sell that goddamn shit on her and to start some shit threatening her. Goddamn her, don't let her get close to me, because I'll grab her. You have to pull me off. It's a good thing I'm not back there. God damn these fucking liars. It's a good thing I'm not back there, because in about 2 hours, I'd have several of them taken care of. I mean it. I'm not just kidding you. I'd take care of some of these damn liars. They're lowering a snake's belly. What kind of sickness is this? You didn't want to tell me. Lou told me tonight what she tried to do. Honest to God. And Danny Curtin, too, she tried to do it. Don't want to. He sent a letter in here and said that was the best place for the boys. He wished he'd stayed here, so you ought to write him. You ought to write him, because how in the hell is he going to know? Stupid ass sister, daughter of the leader, carrying on like that, fucking everybody comes down the road. Some of you just won't face that about your relative.
Lord, if I was in trouble, they come.
Yeah, they let you lie in a damn nursing home till you had a bed sore, decubitus, that went all through to your spine. They could watch your spine. That's how little they give a goddamn about you. We got a case now we're trying to get out of a nursing home where the relatives have not visited in 3 damn years, and she wasn't even a member of the church. 3 years, laying there with big, great big sores on her. I said, well, get her down here where we can give her some care. I've got a heart. I fuck these people. I'm saying fuck them. There's a difference between night and day between communists, socialists, and these damn filthy capitalist fascists. And you got to recognize if your family is living there and enjoying it and talking up that country and asking you questions why you enjoy living over here where there's no racism, no genocide, no concentration camps, no honky police looking at you just waiting for you to make a move, no plans to destroy whole races, when the security advisor Brzezinski talks about wiping out all of the minorities, and he's the head of the Trilateral Commission that picked Carter and picked Ford so he'd be sure he'd have a winner. If Ford lost, he'd have Carter. If Carter lost, he'd have Ford. And you say those people sit there and eat and sleep and watch that TV, they ain't worth shit. Claim killing people in Chicago, and the police wiped out I don't know how many dozen, just shot down innocent bystanders in Philadelphia. And then they go along with that, not to mention all the tax dollars that they spend when they buy food at the grocery store and taking out of their check when they get their pay and blowing up all of these innocent babies all around the world. We ought to be our brothers and sisters' keeper. That means our brothers and sisters' keeper in Africa, too. I'm sick of them. I'd fight them until the last ditch I had. If I didn't have nothing but with a cut of my fingernails, I'd go after them. Some of you don't hate that system enough. You're still in love with that goddamn system. No, don't tell me you're not, because you're always griping about some little old damn thing you don't have. I don't miss that shit. Out here, I don't miss all those white faces I don't see. I don't miss it. To me, if we never got further than this, it'd be heaven, by God. For her trade with and the USA on their headlines, hit Britain and USA for trading and been secretly trading with Rhodesia and Union of South Africa that's got concentration camps, and they put it right in the damn front headlines. Sure, I'm glad we got this African nation. I believe in having a lot of aces up your sleeve. But I'm still telling you, this is 10 times better than anything we ever had. You're a damn fool if you don't see it. Put that down to these people. The trouble, some of you, you can't see beyond your ass. Your love affairs. We got a couple of young, fine Guyanese that come in. You'll get more in. Why in the hell don't you wait? You'll get plenty of boys, young men coming in. They're just like more of the girls than there are boys. You have plenty of time, but by God, this business of drinking gasoline, all this shit running off because you love life. If that's all you are, you're just no more than a damn monkey. Your commitment's no deeper than an animal. As much as I love Marcia and I believe in her, nobody could move her. But by God, if she had changed tomorrow, I'd still not desert you. Because I believe in communism. You're my family just as much as she is. See, you don't see much aid. Thank you, Dad. They don't understand that. They don't want to relate to that. If my wife said, I'm not going to be a communist, I'd say, well, forget it, by God. I'll forget you, too. Yeah, shits. Suzanne, Mike Cartmell been behind the scenes helping Tim Stone all along, but they don't want to get their name out in front. But I got them now. I got my witnesses, and I got my evidence. I'll sue the shit out of them. They won't have enough to eat. They won't have enough to buy kidney beans when I get through with them. We've got a new set of attorneys now. We got attorney Mark Lane, world famous. I'm dealing with old Toupee Gary now. I'm dealing with Mark Lane. And by God, you open your mouth, he threatens to sue your ass. He stopped New West, and he stopped the Inquirer flat ass. He said, I'll sue you for $70 million. Well, we didn't have a way of knowing him. It takes time to get to know people. Linus Pauling's going to use our whole community as an experiment, it looks like, for vitamin C, because vitamin C is the wonder drug of all creation. He wants us, and it looks like he's going to furnish us all the vitamin C we want because it eliminates cancer, heart disease, and all kinds of disease. So he's going to use us as an experiment to show the wonders of vitamin C. He's going to give it to us free. Famous scientist. It's working. It's coming. They thought they had us stamped down in the ground. They had our asses here sitting wondering whether we're going to live or dying. But by God, we're still here. And some of them sons of bitches are going to be dead in their grave, but we'll still be here. Got something to say here. All them people in special services get the high points without names. They better know what the hell's in store for them. One more leap, by God. And they can leap in a damn tiger's mouth. Of course, it's got this place, the border protected. They have submachine guns, and in just seconds, they shoot about 80 rounds. Let's get to bed. Some bitch run loose. Let them run loose. Let them run loose. Fuck it. We'll go on and eat our breakfast and go to work. Got some kind of rare disease. It's been took about 2 weeks to cure it. We don't have no diseases in here. When you get in that damn jungle doing what you do, you'll get anything. We have no mosquito here that carries any kind of disease. In U.S., even the mosquitoes carry brain fever. We don't have that here. It'll paralyze you and cause you death. And they got one that causes arthritis, so you can't even move your joints. But you get out in the jungles, there's a circle around here like Nehemiah's wall that has protected us from any of that. We've never had the first snake to bite us. And I don't need to talk about the miracles of somebody landing on their head, and that's a miracle. I don't need to talk about the greatness of a young woman that was dying of bacteria in the blood, and there's no way you cure it. And she was in a coma, just slobbering at the mouth, and I said, come to, and she came to. I don't have to talk about James Macy when I walked by him and said, move my hand over and say he's going to be all right, and he was. And that's just one day. I don't have to talk about it. The fact that we've not had any accidents that hasn't been cured, the fact that we have not had one snake bite, that's a proof enough of who I am.